You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, give me some damn music. Tell me what we're talking about. Oh, God. All right, now, this national or Big Ten?
This is national.
We left the booty 10 behind.
Well, because the national poll comes out tonight, the official one.
Ooh.
I'm going to give you mine today, right now.
All right, let's hear it.
All right. So I'm going to ask you, Michael, would you rather me give you the top four first or save that for last?
The top four to bye weeks, right?
Correct.
All right, just save those.
Okay. Just missing the cut because, well, they're missing a player. At 16, Army.
Bryson Daly's hurt. If he's hurt, it should be the Rodenbacker thing that happened to Florida State last year. No Travis, no playoff.
Right.
Bryson Daly ain't around. Hey, be careful if you're Army out at North Texas this week. If Chandler Morris's shoulder is right, the Mean Green could put up 50.
You know what? I should just call this bottom four the Mike Vallini four. Because at 15, Ole Miss.
This is it right here. This is everything. Mm-hmm. Right? If Ole Miss can win this game, they're back in play. Mm-hmm. If they lose, Rico Beard, business decisions will be made because it's an entire transfer team.
For everybody who wants to know, it's taken away from what college football used to be, think of this Saturday as Elimination Saturday. You win, you move forward, you lose,
yep.
Season's done.
Same thing for Alabama.
At 14, SMU. Impressive victory.
Yep.
But you're just on the outside looking in.
Thanksgiving. I think the interesting part with SMU is you and I were in Las Vegas watching them clown car in an odious 18-15 game against BYU. BYU's undefeated. Mm-hmm. That loss actually doesn't look that bad.
No, it doesn't.
So for SMU, step one was dropping a bomb on Pitt. Now, my fear with them is RJ Maryland's out for the year.
Right. No, you were not. I was about to say, you were not happy at that SMU game. You were
no.
Fit to be tied.
No. No, I was not pleased with what I was seeing from the Pony Express. Carry on.
At 13, also win and you're in, lose and you're done. LSU hosting Alabama this weekend. Yeah.
Now, let me ask you this question. Which guy needs it more, Kelly or DeBoer?
Kelly.
Okay.
DeBoer's still first year. He's going to lose support because your honeymoon will be officially over and next year you're on the hot seat. But Kelly needs it now because he lost that support a while ago.
Yeah. And again,
his family.
That loss at A&M was brutal. I mean, they were up 17-3 or whatever it was. And the next thing you know, it's 38-17. I'm going, what happened? Yes, but that's a high-pressure game, man.
It is. It's at separation Saturday at 12, barely making it because they didn't score an offensive touchdown, Penn State.
And
I don't think they're going to stay there, but for right now,
okay,
they have one loss.
Tell me, okay, do this for me. Sell me this Penn.
Mm-hmm.
Why should Penn State be in?
Penn State is still that they have one loss and they play in the Big Ten.
Who have they played?
Is their coach a penis?
I was just about to ask. They haven't played and beaten anyone.
Okay, guys, they're holding a spot, okay? This is not projecting where it's going to final one is. It's right now. And right now they've only lost a game.
I
dropped them all the way from 4 to 12.
You should put them in the MAC. But keep going. James Franklin's a loser.
At 11, Boise State.
By the way, Penn State may have killed caller Nick. He may have expired after that game.
Yeah, Boise State.
I'm fine with it. I think the Gentry Heisman thing's losing steam. Mm-hmm. It's not good enough for him to put up 140 yards. It's not.
It actually hurt him. I mean, yes. He would have been better off grabbing his hamstring and saying, I'm hurt.
Yeah.
And then you would, he only had 140 because he got injured.
Yeah, he needs
300.
Let's
face it. No.
He's got to average about 200 yards a game if he wants to be serious about doing this.
But you put up a 250-yard game and 5 touchdowns, and now people would be like,
a game like LaDainian Tomlinson against UTEP years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Kenny, pull up those highlights. That'll be this month's segment of Kenny Cotta's old school football.
We already did that one. Reruns, Mike.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well,
Kenny also learned about Najee Davenport. So
laundry basket.
There you go.
Carry on.
At 10, we have BYU.
No. No. There's no scenario you can put that team in a playoff. None. Rico, well, you can't.
Somebody has to win the Big 12.
No. I wouldn't let the Big 12 in this year. It's an awful conference.
Somebody's got to win the Big 12.
I'm actually rooting for Colorado then. Good. At least they'll be interesting when they get their ass kicked.
Coach Prime's going to say, I told you so. At number 9, this is it for them, is Alabama.
Yep. All or nothing right here. They win, they're back, they lose, they're out. And I'm telling you, Milroe's got a lot on the line here. He has cost himself millions. He needs to go into Death Valley and be the player we remember him to be because he has been morbid.
At number 8 is Notre Dame. Notre Dame is just kind of flying under the radar, doing what they need to do, and now their tough game against USC late in the year is not that tough anymore. They just benched their quarterback in Miller Moss.
Notre Dame in this poll is like the couples who stay together for the kids. Like, you don't want Notre Dame there, but you know they got to be there, and it's for the best. They're fine enough, I guess.
Yeah.
Who've they beaten? Okay, Louisville. Louisville's not good.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Navy?
Wait, stop the clock. First of all, watch your mouth about Louisville. Second of all, they just dropped a bomb in the other Death Valley, the welfare version, yeah. Howard's Rock. David, they ain't bad.
Because, spoiler alert, Clemson... they had their separation Saturday.
If Notre Dame and Penn State play on a neutral field, Notre Dame beats them, David.
They beat A&M. I'm sorry. I forgot about that at the beginning of the year. All right.
At number 7.
And they destroyed Navy. Hope they're happy.
But that's Navy.
Communists.
I mean, it was Navy.
Poor Horvath.
Hey, David.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Good. That's nice.
7 is Tennessee. No. I'm done. I watched almost that entire game Saturday night against Kentucky. First of all, they hadn't scored in the first half since September 21st. They finally got a score late in that half. Rico, three missed kicks, drop passes, blown assignments. Nico cannot hit an open receiver. I know they're winning. When did Kenny, you played him in a couple of weeks?
Play who?
Tennessee.
Yeah.
Thanks for paying attention to the show. Listen, Kenny's going to do Earth a favor, and they're going to beat Tennessee, and we could be done with this nightmare.
See, I think Tennessee is like Penn State. They're benefiting from the conference that they're in. At number six, Indiana.
Oh, Christ. This again. Just leave me alone.
What? You picked Indiana.
To be good, not to be this. I don't know.
Okay.
Are they this good? Their strength of schedule is outside the top 100.
You just talked about how Tennessee can't score. Guess who can?
I know.
Indiana. Touchdown play.
Cignetti treated Spartan Stadium like a brothel.
So
take a black light to that place.
So basically, we don't judge them until they play Ohio State?
No, it's difficult when they have a strength of schedule outside the top 100.
That's what I'm saying. So is it Ohio State? Is that when you're going to say, okay, this team's for real, or this team's a fraud?
No, they're for real. Are they this good? Like, if you had them at 10 or 11, what am I going to say? They're undefeated. But it does get to a point where you're beating, like, Lumberjack Tech, FIU,
Here's the thing. If they played Tennessee, Notre Dame, or Alabama, or BYU on a neutral field,
if they drop a bomb on Michigan, I won't say a damn word next week.
Okay.
But you got to show me that they're capable of that. I'm talking complete depancing.
And that really will say something.
For me, it would, yes.
Okay.
Yes, it would.
At five, University of Texas.
Yep. And I'll tell you right now, that if I had to bet one favorite this week, I'm probably leaning them. They are off a bye, lying in wait for Florida. And like a seven-string quarterback. They better put up a number this week.
Yeah, 21.5-point favorite over Florida.
I need 50 on the board.
Okay.
Let's go.
At four, probably the weakest of the byes, University of Miami. Miami, to me, just keeps teetering every week. Like, we want to lose. I guess we'll
win
this week.
They're down 28-17. Their defense is bad. But with Cam Ward, you have arguably the single best player in America on an offense that is explosive as all get out. So, can they put 40 on any defense in America? Yes. The problem is they'll probably give up 38.
They have a 31 to Duke. They, nasty looking is what they are.
Jesus.
The separation for 2 and 3?
Titanic.
Who had the better loss? If you want to know my rationale. At three is Georgia. Kenny's Georgia Bulldogs.
No disagreement at all. We don't even know if we have a quarterback anymore. So you know what? Carson Beck sucked last week.
Did you see my quarterback?
Yeah, you're not ranked number two right now, David. I have expectations, damn it.
That's good. MSU's dead corpse has been stuffed into an oil drum at the bottom of Lake Mead. Yeah, I have real sympathy for you.
At least MSU wasn't. They were never on this list, so. Michigan used to be. At number two is Ohio State, because their biggest win is losing to Oregon.
I'd still put Georgia above OSU, but I understand how you did it with the losses, and I'm not going to pitch a fit. But if Georgia and OSU play on the same field, I'm taking Kenny's guys.
Who throws the most picks?
Line of scrimmage. And Ohio State, they're on the O-line and D-line, it's not acceptable. Not for that payroll.
And at number one, fresh off their victory at the Big House, the Oregon Ducks, quack, quack.
Yeah, I'm fine with it, but here's the overriding theme. Are any of these teams really that good? Everyone has a level of vulnerability here. So this is Rico's dream with the 12-team playoff. Chaos.
You know what? It's going to make it interesting.
Good.
And we got separation Saturday, this Saturday. Have fun with this, people. The fake poll comes out tonight. The real poll just happened right now. 97.1.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.